So, of course, the big story yesterday, everybody was glued to their TVs watching Alaska as President Trump met with President Vladimir Putin. And the headlines are all over the place that Trump is adopting Putin's preference for the route to Ukraine peace after that meeting in Alaska. Of course, there's probably protesters in your city. I know that I've seen them all over the place here. We stand with Ukraine. We stand with this fake construct country, this country that you're supposed to believe is legitimate in the same way that you're supposed to believe Israel is legitimate. By the way, head over to my X account. They're going to shut down Grok permanently if I keep wrecking this guy. I got him to admit last night that all of these politicians, they are all traitors. They are all committing treason as it relates to Israel and advancing the interests of that foreign state and prioritizing those interests over the interests of America and her people. It's sick and it's disgusting, and these people need to be put on trial. And if they're convicted, they need to be sentenced according to treason laws. But how else are news headlines affecting us? Let's just take a look around this morning. Obviously, we have Hurricane Aaron making its way toward the mainland. Who knows where this is going to go? These things are manipulated. Weather is weaponized. These things are steered. They will hover. They will gain strength. And then they will just sit over the region of the country or anywhere else that these people want to destroy. Western North Carolina, the world's largest lithium deposit. Very valuable land in Lahaina, in Maui, in the Palisades with the fires. They Chernobyl'd East Palestine, Ohio. And then, of course, we saw the big steel plant, the big explosion in Manhattan yesterday. I was just waiting for some disconnected building elsewhere, something completely unrelated to just fall, like, I don't know, Building 7 of the World Trade Center that was completely unaffected by the fake planes that we are allegedly supposed to believe flew into these times. It's just absolutely insane. And then, of course, everybody remembers COVID-19. That was the litmus test. That was the linchpin for forever changing our country, was COVID-19. What did we know about that thing when it first came out? We knew that it was coming from China. We knew that we didn't know much about it. We knew that it was very dangerous. We knew that you had to protect yourself, that it was going to come here. And now, what are we looking at now with China? Oh, yeah, yeah. The Chikungunya virus. Chikungunya. I think the chink done already got you. Chikungunya, chink done got you. So what do we know about Chikungunya virus and these outbreaks in China? Look at these guys. How reminiscent is this picture right here? How reminiscent of COVID-19 is that? Here comes the masks. Here comes the smoke and the fog. And this is related to, of course, mosquitoes. What do we know about mosquitoes? We know that Bill Gates was involved in genetically modifying mosquitoes, weaponizing mosquitoes. By the way, this is the same guy that during COVID-19, while Fauci, the little rat-faced demon, was telling, you know, nursing mothers, don't breastfeed. Because if you have the COVID-19 virus and you breastfeed, your baby's going to be sick. But don't worry, Bill Gates came along to save the day because he had some synthetic, chimerically formulated, you know, baby formula that was, you know, a simulated breast milk that you were supposed. These people present these problems. They make up the problem. They deploy a weapon of biowarfare against you, and then they lock you down. They start with the fear porn. It's the same story recycled over and over and over again. Now, of course, this is multifaceted. They aim to, of course, depopulate the planet, which they have done successfully. Everybody that's walking around right now that received one of those injections that's dealing with long COVID, yeah, long COVID is fake. We were telling you this from the very beginning. Now Yale, your beloved Yale, has confirmed that everything that Stu Peters told you from the very beginning is absolutely true, that long COVID is fake, and that what you're actually suffering with is vaccine-induced AIDS. VAIDS. When Bill Gates stands there in front of everybody and says, we're going to depopulate the planet, we have an overpopulation problem, and the way that we can fix that is through vaccine, why didn't anybody believe him? When I told you that SARS-CoV-2 was this genetically engineered weapon of biowarfare that didn't come from Wuhan, China, in some wet market somewhere, but that it came from a level 4 bioweapons lab on U.S. soil, Fort Detrick, then went to the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, then Peter Daszak at the EcoHealth Alliance, and then was just offloaded to all of these other Pentagon-operated, CIA-overseen, U.S. taxpayer-funded bioweapons labs all over the world, including 36 of them roundabout in Ukraine. All of the bodies are buried in these places like New Kazaria, Ukraine. All of the bodies are buried where the military-industrial complex has moved its headquarters to on Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv. They're above reproach. You can't criticize them. You can't question this. But the question that I have is, if this is a multifaceted attack, how can we ignore the financial implications that go along with all of this? How can we ignore the fact that, yes, they want to send you into an early grave, but along the way, they want to rip you of every single dollar that you have? This is manipulation at its finest, and we're going to get into that. We could talk about the charts because the charts do not lie. Carlos Cortez is with us to break all of this stuff down with Cortez Wealth Management. It's time for Stu Peters Financial. I love Saturdays because we have the opportunity to kind of really break down what we talk about during the Money Minute throughout the week. And I know that your family has been dealing with illnesses and your whole household is sick and you weren't able to make it on yesterday or the day before. You were traveling, and I know that you've got big, exciting stuff going on with your kids. And I'll leave it up to you if you want to disclose any of that. But I'm a hockey dad. You're a hockey dad. Some really big things going on. But they have you kind of busy. So we're catching up now on a Saturday. But have you heard that the chink gone do ya? the chink done got ya?
He done got ya. It reminds me of that joke. I don't know if every kid goes through this, right? We prank call the Chinese restaurants and say, hey, do you guys have some kum yum sangai?
It's so immature. I know, guys. We are the chicken gunya. I guess I don't really know. Chicken gunya. Oh, the chicken gunya virus. The chink gone do you? The chink done gotcha. And these are the boogeymen, right? China is a really easy scapegoat. Iran is a really easy scapegoat because these are unsympathetic people that we look at and go, oh yeah, well these people really definitely are evil. They don't look like us. They don't talk like us. They're way over there.
Right.
You know, in Iran, these Muslims, these as a lot of people call them, shit skins. Yeah, these are the names that people come up with to make these people unsympathetic to the broader U.S. population so that it's easier to gin up hype going to war with these people because we don't see them as human beings. We don't see them as people. We see them as evil, radical, Muslim, extremist, terrorist, sand nigger, Muslim, towel head, you know, shit skin, whatever it is. These right. people are being methodically murdered in Palestine and people just don't even care. I mean, if you go over to my ex right now, you can see on my ex account, I posted what it actually looks like. The next time you hear somebody say, Israel has the right to exist, Israel has the right to defend itself, and I can show you exactly what that looks like. The right to exist and the right to defend oneself, I mean, I can show you, this is very graphic. But I'm going to go ahead and show this anyways, because I think it's really important for people to understand what it looks like. But this is what it looks like when Israel, our greatest ally, defends itself. And it's not playing, and that's probably good. But that is a horrific image. I don't care who you are. If you're okay with that, you need your head examined. The world is absolutely falling into chaos. The world is falling apart right now as the United States is embroiled in this tick to a dog type relationship with this foreign state. And the same thing is happening in Ukraine. And the map of Greater Israel pushes now right up against Ukraine. All of that has completely changed. The expansionist state is expanding its aspirations and ambitions and now wants to go all the way into Ukraine. The West Bank will look just like what I just showed you. Lebanon will look like just what I just showed you. Syria will look like that. And then, of course, Iran, that's the last domino to fall. Israel cannot do any of this on their own. There's no way that Israel could take on Iran by itself in the same way that Ukraine can't defend itself against Russia or Vladimir Putin just waking up one day and deciding to go be a war criminal. And, you know, I think I'll just go invade Ukraine today. And the people actually bought that narrative. Like, Vladimir Putin is just this evil, ruthless, mass-murdering killer and vile dictator. But if you really break it down, if you understand where Ukraine came from, if you understand who it was that actually settled in Ukraine, and that the eastern parts of Ukraine were largely just ethnic Russians, Orthodox Christians that didn't want to be Ukraine. They just wanted to be Russia. And they were forced into this construct and across these borders that were arbitrarily scribbled onto a map in 1991 after Vladimir Lenin's communist revolution. But then the media, which everybody that tunes into Stu Peters Financial understands, and you do a great job, by the way, on Scriptures and Wall Street of pointing all of this out when you're talking about bro investing and bro finance and what Yahoo Finance says. You can spend some time on there and we can laugh at it, but people actually soak in this information and they believe this. And they believe that Ukraine is this victim and that they need our support. Ukraine could not fight Russia on any day, on its best day. You could just talk about sheer numbers, what Vladimir Putin has as far as reserve troops available, active duty troops available, hypersonic missiles, bunker busters, intercontinental ballistic warheads, weaponry, technology. He's got the infrastructure to completely overtake Ukraine in a matter of just days, and he could storm all the way across Eastern Europe if he wanted to and take a lot of that stuff. But that's not his ambition.
Right.
And when you look at the promises that the United States diplomats have made, that our State Department has made, that our occupied, fake, illegitimate, pedophilic government has made over the years, that we would not expand NATO further east, and we just continue to keep asking more countries to join this NATO alliance. We let in Poland, we let in Hungary, we let in Turkey and dozens of others. We're expanding NATO further east. And if you understand that NATO is an alliance that was designed for one purpose, formulated for one purpose, and it's to fight Russia, what is Vladimir Putin supposed to do? Is he supposed to just allow that to encroach on his people, his nation, his borders? Well, as a nationalist who historically has protected the interests of his people and protected the borders of his country, I bet if he had a conversation with Vladimir Putin about the illegal immigration problem that he has in Russia, the conversation would be pretty short. That also, the conversation would be pretty short when you're referring to how Vladimir Putin tolerates homosexuality and pedophilia and Weimar 2.0 type conditions that are very prevalent here in the United States right now. And it's all brought to you by the same people, our greatest ally.
Correct.
So all of this is very convoluted, but it doesn't have to be really that weedy. It doesn't have to be that intricate. You don't have to really get lengthy in this. The explanation is right in front of you. Everything that you read, everything that you digest, everything that your television tells you, which, by the way, is funded and controlled, and the narratives are developed by the same exact people to be programmed into your brain repeatedly over and over again. You could even go so far as to say that, you know, beginning in kindergarten, from the time that you're old enough to just hear words, you don't even have to comprehend them. All of these, or a lot of these narratives, are beaten into you. Greatest ally, God's chosen people. You know, we're told things about World War II. We're taught this bastardized version of our United States history throughout, from the Civil War all the way on.
NASA.
Another really great example. The moon landing. I mean, all of these other things. We're just, it's very important to the system. It's very important to this beast system that you are a cog in that game. And so you're not taught history. You're taught what you are to believe history actually is. You're not taught current events. You're not taught about geopolitical situations or, you know, foreign or domestic policy decisions and who makes that. You're taught about the way that you are supposed to, the way that you are allowed to believe is the correct version of history. And if you go and think outside of the box, well, guess what, Carlos? We need to get you some Ritalin. If you don't believe that this is the truth, then we need to get you some Adderall. We need to get you some methylphenidate. You're doing too much independent critical thinking. You can't hold still. You must have some syndrome called attention deficit. So we're going to slam you on these SSRIs. We're going to make you sit still. We're going to make you pay attention. And if you still don't, well, then we'll put you in some sort of a confinement. You'll go eat lunch with the principal. You'll be banned from recess. You won't get the physical exertion and activity that you need. We'll put you in detention. We'll put you in school suspension. We'll kick you out of school suspension. We'll get you away from these other moldable minds that we're trying to take control of, and we will expel you from our school district if it goes far enough. And that progresses all the way through into adulthood, where if you think outside of the box or you push back, go against the grain, we'll confine you to a 6x6 cell, and that's called jail. You're not allowed to think outside of the box. You're not allowed to recognize patterns. You're not allowed to notice. And if you do, it'll start with labels. You're anti-Semitic, you're hateful, you're a bigot, you're a racist, you're a misogynist, you're a xenophobe, you're an Islamophobe, you're a homophobe. You're a transphobe. It just goes on and on. You're not allowed to think outside of the box. And when you start doing that, the levers of power and those that are controlling them, they come down on you. So we've noticed that there are a lot of correlations to stories like the chink gon' do ya virus, then the chink done gotcha, and what we're seeing in the charts. And this is affecting people's retirements, and this is affecting, you know, really, I guess kind of it's a demoralization campaign where people get scared, they get nervous, and then they just kind of hunker down and they do nothing. Sometimes one of the best strategies financially is to do nothing. But in this case, I believe that people need to be proactive and protect themselves against this. And that's why we do Stu Peters Financial. So loosely, let's just have conversation, break all of this down. We'll go through some charts, but I want you to kind of give your take on how this manipulation, how these fear tactics, how the programming from the media and the school, post-secondary education, college education, there's another one, you go pay for, you get involved with high interest loans from the same usurious tribe that saddles you with debt that you will shoulder for the rest of your life and never get out of, which also incapacitates you in your ability to leave anything to the generations that come after you. And what you're taught there in post-secondary education is just an enhanced version of what is acceptable for you to go out into the real world and say or think and make decisions based on these sets of circumstances, these boundaries, these guidelines that we have very carefully laid out for you. So it is very much a control thing, which directly ties to the digital IDs and the social credit scores, because whether it's officially announced or not, you do have a social credit score. I have a social credit score on X. People determine whether or not they're going to take me seriously based on how many times I've been community noted, how many times, you know, something has been downvoted or downgraded on various other social media platforms as, you know, disinformation or misinformation or conspiracy theories. And it doesn't matter if your conspiracy theory is years later proven true, which just proves Stu Peters was way ahead of a lot of people on a lot of these particular narratives. They don't apologize. They don't then change or enhance your social credit score to reflect that you were absolutely right. Never. And that the government has waged war against you. They just let you sit there and suffer. And that's what they want for the American people. They don't want you to have the financial wherewithal or capabilities. They don't want you to have the cognitive capabilities. And they certainly don't want you to have the physical capabilities to fight back against these people.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
So how does that translate? I want your take on how that translates into everything that you're seeing as a fiduciary and an expert looking at these charts and looking at what the market is doing, and then comparing that to what Yahoo Finance is saying.
Yeah, so my first scanner and filter is always going to be scriptures. And if we turn into scriptures, that's how I was looking up because I don't have it memorized. Luke 21, 25 to 26 says, "There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars on the earth. Nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world." So I connect that with the financial crisis that we've already experienced during COVID in 2008. And also the bro investors, how demonic that mindset is. Matthew 16:3, "You know how to interpret the appearance in the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times." And obviously, Word of God says, "My people suffer from a lack of knowledge." Well, it's apparent. It's apparent. We're already living in the projected history that is out there right now. And I'm going to show that here in a second. Matthew 24:6 says, "You will hear of wars, rumors of wars. Nations will rise against the nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places." And obviously this ties into like the global unrest and all these fake wars or manipulated wars.
Wasn't there just a massive earthquake in Russia?
Yeah.
And then everybody had these tsunami warnings. Hawaii, yeah. California, everybody locked down.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, aren't there rumors of wars right now?
Absolutely.
Aren't there wars ongoing right now?
Yes.
We just had this 12-day war. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I mean, and all indications are that Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israelis are about to go into a full-scale military occupation in Gaza. And it doesn't even, this isn't speculative. Right. I just listened to what Benjamin Netanyahu says, which is, since 2005, Israel has not had an official full-scale military occupation force in Gaza. We are going to now. Yes. Well, if they have not had a full-scale military occupation in Gaza since 2005, then what have we been watching since October 7th of 23?
Correct.
We've watched 500,000 people be ruthlessly murdered and then become desensitized to that because we see it every day on repeat over and over again. Buildings coming down. Those 500,000 people did not get on a Delta flight and leave. They didn't get on a cruise ship and leave. Yeah, they didn't swim away. They weren't escorted out. They didn't make an escape. They didn't flee. They're beneath the rubble. They're dead. And there's 1.7, 1.8 million Palestinians that call that region home, Gaza home, that are now slated for absolute destruction. They're in a kill box. It's fish in a barrel.
That's correct.
And what I just showed you they were doing to that little child, they're going to do to all of them. It's disgusting. We're seeing the wars and the rumors of wars, and we see the lies about wars, the lies about the reasons or the causes for war, weapons of mass destruction, ties to Al-Qaeda, you know, the state sponsors of terror, the axis of evil, the war on terror, you know, the war on pandemics, the war on disinformation. This is a war on your sovereignty and your freedom, and this is a war against you spiritually. Yep. This is a war against you physically through biological warfare. And this is also a war on you financially.
Absolutely.
Any form of incapacitation possible to immobilize you, to keep you sitting on your hands and begging someone to come and save you. And I'm sorry for saying this, but I think that Trump is walking in the spirit of the Antichrist, because there is this mesmerization that happens with people who will just forgive him for everything. As in broad daylight, you can see him ushering in this one world governance, teaming up with Sam Altman and Larry Ellison to bring you, you know, your mRNA personalized concoctions and your wearable medical devices that'll track everything that you do, and Neuralink, where we're going to put a chip in your brain. And I see him meeting with all of these big tech oligarchs. He wants to be the AI president. AI, according to Elon Musk, and I believe the same to be true, is going to be the thing that completely destroys humanity. And working with people like the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization, and part of that WEF, Klaus Schwab sycophants, is this Yuval Noah Harari, who has said he wants to delete God, that AI will be God, that you'll be able to create your own God. All of this stuff, all of these people are the people that Trump is in broad daylight putting his stamp of approval on all of these ambitions, but yet people just forgive him. They make excuses for him. They continue to cheer him on. And that is the spirit of the Antichrist. Well, and so from where I sit, right, it looks like, you know, these biblical times that we're in, it's just like we're about to see things get a lot worse.
Yeah, I mean, Mark 13:7, when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Nations will rise against nation. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines, and there are the beginning of the birth pains. So God's saying right now, this is just the beginning of birth pains to come. And I like to look at charts, because I know the charts don't lie, but scripture doesn't lie either. And
well, let's do that, because I don't, you know, look, we just have to do factual information. We have to be less speculative. We have to discuss what's actually happening. Correct. So let's just dive right in and start looking at this stuff. So this first thing that you gave me here was the S&P 500.
Yeah.
Explain why this is important.
Sure.
And how people should watch the bullish power of the S&P.
So I'm actually in this chart, I'm not looking at like the future and a bullish power. I'm looking at that drop, because there's something very important here that I wanted to discuss, and it's barely on it, but I'm going to zoom in on my side. So if you see me looking at my cell phone, pardon me, I'm actually looking at the same chart you're looking. So if you look where that purple box is at on March of 2025 this year, you'll see like that purple box, that sign. Yep. That's, is a sign that a death cross is coming. And so what happens, Stu, is this marks about 6 months from the Fed and the overall bond market. Actually, yield curve was inverted. For those of you that don't know what a yield curve is, so you have a 2-year bond, you have a 5-year bond, and a 10-year bond, and obviously a 20 and 30-year bond. And when a 2-year investment should not be paying as much as a 10-year investment, correct? So what happens is, Stu, is that when the 2 year is paying more than a 10 year or just the same, it's called an inverted yield curve. And what that means is that people trust short term what America is doing versus long term. So they don't have a long term bullish upside on America when it's inverted. And we saw, what did we see last year? We saw the downgrade on the US. You remember that?
Demoralization campaigns are very effective.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, what really affects something like this? You know, I mean, so we've talked about J-Proof being a gem, right? A diamond in the rough. There was a demoralization campaign on that. It still is ongoing. We can't control the lies that people are going to tell, make up out of whole cloth. We can't control who's going to allow themselves to be paid or co-opted in certain ways. We can only stay with the truth, which is, the truth is, and I'm speaking of J-Proof right now, I've never sold. People are conflating transfers with sells. And even with the transfers included, there's been a less than 4% deviation in that wallet from the very beginning. There's been one mistake that was made with J-Proof, and that was the mistake that was made on those other shit coins from the market maker wallet, at which point I immediately retracted all of the tokens and all of the supply from the market maker wallet to debt that, so that that can't happen again. But every move that has been made and all the transfers that have gone out, these have been transfers for payments. These have been transfers for work that's been done, like memes being performed. This has been transfers for investments into advertising. We have a huge one upcoming that you kind of know a little bit about, because I've, you know, alluded to this in some of our money minutes, is that we are actually looking to combine J-Proof, a cryptocurrency meme coin, with AI to integrate J-Proof. It'll be the first time ever that a crypto meme coin has been integrated with AI. And this is a bold and huge move. And I don't telegraph everything that I'm doing, because obviously we have seen throughout history that when I do that, it opens us up for attacks. And then we're taking arrows before we're able to actually get onto the offensive. So now we're just going on offense. But what I mean by a gem is that if you take all of the demoralization stuff, if you take all of that and you shut your brain off to all of that, to everything that's being said by, you know, everybody from a sub 60 IQ ogre Neanderthal, foreign-born subversive that's openly working with Jews. If you put all of that away, and you could speculate, and I said that we weren't going to be speculative, but you could probably very plausibly suggest that, yeah, well, are members of Unit 8200 with the IDF involved with this assault on J-Proof? Are members of the American or Israeli intel community? Are members, high-ranking members of our government, are other cryptocurrency meme coins paying for this kind of FUD? Are all these people involved? Well, probably, because J-Proof was, is now, and always will be a legitimate threat. And it was supposed to be at zero by now. I was supposed to be a faggot and a pussy. And I was supposed to walk away from it, sell, throw my hands up in the air and say I did the best that I could. But they don't know who they're fucking with. And it's not just me, it's the entire community. There's still over 3,200 people that hold these tokens. I will never walk away from them. And when people start to realize that, what are they going to do? They're going to say, well, I can't avoid the inevitable. The inevitable is the truth. The truth is he's not selling, said he would never sell, has not sold. The truth is he remains the Führer and the dictator and has control over everything J-Proof, which, by the way, go check out jproof.ai. We just... I think today we just unveiled the newly revamped website, which is effing incredible. But then they say, oh, wait, this is all true. Everything that I've heard about this is not true. These people are, in fact, liars. I can't believe that I bought into this. Now I'm going to have to FOMO in. Mm-hmm. And then what inevitably happens is people realize this was a gem the entire time. Well, the same is true when you're looking at any other chart. People can attempt to manipulate it, and does it have temporary success? Yes, it does. This is the same is true with Bitcoin. BTC can be manipulated by the likes of BlackRock, a private equity firm that holds trillions of dollars in Bitcoin.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's no question that this stuff can work for a temporary time, but at the end of the day, the market is going to always coincide with the truth and the variables that cannot be altered by demoralization campaigns. Is that true?
Absolutely. I mean, there's always an agenda behind it, and there's always you know, typically a 3, 4, 5 prong attack. You could use computers and AI, smart wallets, institutional money to short anything.
You can even short meme coins.
Yes.
I mean,
yes,
so that's another possibility for J-Proof. There is also a big market, and I was talking to somebody else actually just before we went on this, and I had never heard this before. There are other devs that will pay like $50,000 to an influencer that has a moderate to high follower count. They will actually pay them to go and go on a demoralization campaign on another crypto meme coin that has a lot of upside, because there is a huge liquidity battle. And there's a competition over liquidity to go into certain meme coins. If they can eliminate the liquidity going into J-Proof, well, by extension, that means that they can then come through and pump their coin, their token, and say, this is where it should be. So it's not out of the realm of possibility that this guy has been paid $50,000, $100,000, maybe not by some, you know, high-ranking Intel operative, but that it's just something as simple as another crypto meme coin that said, hey, we'll give you 50, we'll give you 100, we'll give you 150 grand. You know, just go on this campaign against J-Proof, because this thing, everybody's talking about this thing. And really they are. There's not a whole lot of controversy or conversation about any other crypto meme coin that I have seen. There are not a lot of other imposter accounts. Go look at how many fake J-Proof tokens there are in the meme coin market. Go look at how many fake J-Proof accounts there are on social media that they're never dealt with. Look at the suppression and the refusal to verify a token, despite the fact that we've proven that it's mine, that I'm the dev, that I launched it, that this is our website, that this is our verified X account, that this is our verified Telegram chat. They still won't verify. Why is that? Because they don't like it. Because it was, is now, and always will be a legitimate threat to the very system that we're talking about right now. The system of oppression, the system that allows them to operate with impunity while they openly screw you over and leave you for dead and forget about you. People like Donald Trump, people like Javier Milei, people like the Hawk Tua girl, whoever was pulling her strings, people like Andrew Tate, people like Javier Milei and Melania Trump. These people, they don't like it when J-Proof exists, because J-Proof's mere existence shines a light on the fact that forever they have been pumping and dumping and being Jews and niggers and scamming people. So incredible. I digress. That's a whole nother detour that we don't need to go down right now. But the truth is this: I can look at myself in the mirror and I know the truth about J-Proof. And if you go to the publicly available information on the blockchain, or if you just go over to Phantom and look at my wallet, which is being highly scrutinized, and I hope that it remains that way, you will see I have not sold. So everything else, all of these elaborate screenshots and all of the gaslighting about me scamming people, that is next level gaslighting. This guy single-handedly has caused more harm to J-Proof holders than anybody else. So if he wants to talk class action lawsuits, do I want to participate in this very Jewish system of justice? The Noahide courts of justice? Do I want to participate in lawfare? Of course not. I think it's gay. I think it's super beta, and I think it's gay. But if he's going to force it, fine, bring it. I'll look forward to it. You want to open that can of worms of discovery? Let's do that. Because all of my text messages, all of my emails, all of my communications as it relates to J-Proof, all of my transactions, the two wallets that I have, not a bunch of wallets, two wallets. I have the big wallet that everybody can see, and I have the burn wallet, which was designed to burn, I think, upwards 40 million J-Proof tokens at this point for the betterment of our community and the strength and the value of the tokens that our holders have. And then speaking of influence and paying people for influence, what have I said from the very beginning about allowing other influencers to take J-Proof in exchange for them to promote it online? No, hard no. I'm not giving my people's valuable supply to some person who wants to just promote this thing for a little bit, drive up the price like it happened on Easter weekend, and then go dump on all my people's heads. They're not a part of the movement. So J-Proof is essentially, if you want to get overly technical, you just can't. Because from a technical perspective, J-Proof is no different than any other cryptocurrency meme coin out there. It's a meme coin. A bunch of people buy it and hold it. The price goes up. The market cap value goes up. The liquidity goes up, period. A bunch of people sell off. There's a bunch of pressure to sell off, demoralization campaigns, or in the case of a lot of other meme coins, a pump and dump. Then the market cap value goes down. The liquidity goes down and people get left holding the bag. So from a technical perspective, there's not a lot to talk about. But from a philosophical perspective, from a spiritual perspective, from a functional perspective, what makes J-Proof different is our movement, is our people, is our mission, is our spiritual belief system. That's what makes it a threat. And that's why it's being so heavily attacked. So all of the other stuff, just write it off. Just ignore it. Tune out the noise.
Yeah, there's definitely
that was a 100% fair stealth launch. I did it. I announced it on Telegram. I then announced it on X. I then, after both of those things were true, told a few people about this. I told some people in that JQ radio community. I actually gave them tokens because they were making songs like the original Jew Proof song, the country song. Great song. I should play it here. And I said, if you're going to continue to make more memes, these are people who are a part of our movement or purported to be. These are people who were cosplaying as people being a part of this movement. They were LARPing as JQers. But every movement has been infiltrated. We know who the enemy is. We know that everything that we do, we know that every move that we make, especially if it involves a solution or remedy, is going to open us up to attack, that we will be the subject of the most ferocious attacks known to man. It happened with Occupied. It happened with It's Really Fun to Be White. It happened with my appearance in Norfolk, Virginia. And it happened with J-Proof. Every time we present a solution or remedy, rather than just being bloviating blowhards like Sean Hannity or the Neanderthal that we were just talking about, who has contributed nothing in the way of remedy or solution, and this guy, this Angelo John Gage, that's his real name, Lucas Gage, that's his pseudonym. I've never used a fake name in my entire life, by the way. I have been an open book. I'll talk about my stint in the governor's mansion. I will talk about my stint as a rapper. I will talk about bounty hunting. I will talk about my DWI. I will talk about all of it. And I use my real name, and I'm here every single day catching these arrows on this island. I don't need a fake name. So you have to question, why does he? Why does he need a fake name? I digress. You don't have to worry about it. Just go and look at the truth. Just like we do here every day when we do scriptures in Wall Street, when you do it, you look at the charts, you look at the data.
Yep.
As far as J-Proof is concerned, just go look at the wallet. Just go look at the soul scans. Just go look at the transfers.
Sure.
But these people have hurt this thing. These people are doing this on purpose to demoralize this movement in very much the same way that all of the news stories that we were just talking about, that the current situation in our country, no matter what way you look at it, is constantly blackpilling and bringing bad news to your front door to cause you to panic, to cause you to get out of these things that could ultimately benefit you tremendously. And J-Proof is just a microcosm of that. This rings true with much larger, much bigger investments. This delves into yellow money investments. This delves into green money investments, not just red. They do not want you earning money. They want you losing money. And they are the ones that manipulate the situation so that they earn money no matter what, and that they take it from you. It's just a huge pump and dump scheme.
Yep.
That you could apply to every single investment type out there, including your bank accounts and your 401ks, including Social Security, including gold and precious metals, including the US dollar, including the S&P 500. It's all a big pump and dump. It's all a big crypto scheme, for a lack of better words, but you could compare it that way.
Yeah.
So,
and one of the ways, and not to get you off subject, but one of the ways that we see this happening is, we just look at the history of our recent history. Every recession we've had since 1970, Stu, has been caused 3 to 6 months later after a uninversion of that yield curve. So remember when I was saying about the yield curve, you have the 2-year, 5-year, and 10-year. And typically there's this normal slope that happens where that 2-year pays, 2.85, the 5-year will pay 3.25, and that 10-year will pay 4.25. So that is a normal slope up for a long time. For over 2 years, this has been the longest inverted yield curve, the longest in history, was from 2020, August 2022, all the way up to basically September of 2025. So daggone almost 3 years, two and a half years sort of, just a massive yield curve that was inverted. And it's always it always happens. If you look at 1990 cycle, if you look at the 2001, the uninversion happened in 2000. And so we had 2001, a .com/bomb. If you look at 2007, we had an uninverted yield curve that basically did the whole uninversion process back to normalcy. It was 2019 when the yield curve basically uninverted, and it triggered a global recession with the pandemic, scandemic in 2020. Now in 2024 to 2025, we see a massive long uninversion process. And what is to come in 2026? What is to come now that this yield curve is uninverted? History has shown us that since 1970, almost every single recession that we've had has been problematic because of this uninversion. And so this is why we see a lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt in the markets. Like, then you add in all the interest rates debacle, Jerome Powell, then you add in these wars, then you add in inflation. And then if we look at the U.S. dollar looks like, if I'm trading it, I'm shorting the bad boy. I'm making money on its way down. And the dollar's not going down because gold is going up. That's bro investor talk. The dollar's going down because inflation is going up. And that is the real reason why, because they can't even keep up. The Fed can't even keep up with inflation, and they're always late to the game because they're manipulated. They're bought out. And
well, we've got the U.S. dollar here, and while you were talking about it, I just went ahead and pulled it up. This is the U.S. dollar futures.
Yep.
So let's just talk about this.
Yeah, so ignore my green and red signs. Those are some of my trading signals I have. So right now it's showing sell, meaning I would make money. Typically, I'm not giving investment advice here.
Hold on a minute. Is this investment advice? Is this financial advice? So it's not. I just want to be clear. Is this for just information and education purposes only?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so that's what this is?
Yep.
This isn't investment advice?
Correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Just call my office, 813-448-3446, or visit us.
If you want advice, they just call you? That's all you got to do? Yep. 813-448-3446. If you want investment advice, you can call Carlos Cortez, 813-448-3446. If you want investment advice, you can also just go online and book an appointment, have a 15-minute conversation at CortezWM.com for Cortez Wealth Management, CortezWM.com. But if you do want to go over these things, here we are, Stu Peters Financial. Let's just go ahead and go over this. But remember, I mean, this is not investment advice, but if you were to sell right now,
It wouldn't be a bad play, you know, basically just talking information purposes only, because the inflation, they can't control it.
I love it.
It's how I got to speak with these damn regulars.
I know,
dude.
Man. I know. It's like you
like
just
Marshawn Lynch. I'm just here not to get fined. I'm just here not to get fined. You remember that?
Yeah, I do. I remember all of that.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people who know the truth and are just not allowed to say it. There are a lot of people, you know the truth, you're not even allowed to tell it. And why is that? Why can't you give advice? Why can't you do that? Because they don't want people taking your advice. They don't want people succeeding. You're not allowed to give that advice unless somebody calls you. That's so correct. The big dark secrets... The big secrets that'll have you incredibly successful, that will keep the government's hands off of your money, they're one phone call away, but he's not allowed to say them right here. So make the phone call, 813-448-3446. Okay, so let's just go back to this real quick. I want to finish up talking about the U.S. dollar. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the U.S. dollar is going down because inflation's going up. And my bad, I should have just showed you the inflation chart and then the U.S. dollar. So I'll be better prepared for next SPF 2 weeks from now. But... I want to keep a constant view on this, because as we go into these biblical times that, like the word of God just said, that we'll see earthquakes and we'll see the weird weather and roaring oceans, literally like literally, this is prophetic times that we're in. Not because I'm saying it, it's because what the Word of God says.
And a lot of volatility.
And it shows on a chart. So I like to look at charts. I don't care about people's feelings or, oh, I had this hinge, and go on YouTube or live or whatever and say, I felt this. And I'm like, dude, that's just emotions, you know? So I want to actually show you the charts and what is actually happening. And then you can correlate your emotions with the charts.
Volatility actually exists in a chart too. And we have that. So here's the volatility index.
Yeah, there's a volatility index. So this is a measurement of fear and greed too. A lot of traders, a lot of financial guys will look at the VIX, also known as the VIX, and it's traded on a COBOE, Chicago Board of Exchange, as a VIXY. So if you wanted to trade the VIX, you just buy the Y. Again, not investment advice. There is a sell signal here, but this sell signal basically means that, hey, you bought it when our green box said to buy it. Now you need to sell it because you bought it. It's not a sell to get. It's
is that investment advice? Is that investment advice?
Not investment advice. So I have to say that. But so what that means, Stu, is basically they're going to pump up the stock market, because when the stock market goes up, this goes down. When the volatility index goes up, the stock market goes down. And look, it's on a downward trend. So now we're starting to see, despite all the tsunamis, despite Manhattan explosions, despite foreclosures that are being held by since the Biden administration.
Despite the Chikungunya virus.
Yep, despite the Chikungunya virus. And despite all this BS, signs and wonders, like even the Word of God says, I've given you these signs and you don't even know how to interpret it. Like, come on. Basically,
that's powerful. Yeah.
I mean, basically, he's like, there's so much crap going on. There's so much crap going on.
And it's also fake and it's also manipulated. But you know what? You do have the signs. And like, how can you not understand it?
Yes.
And that's why, and I'm going to go back to J-Proof, bro, and I'm sorry. I'm not trying to derail this, but this is just really on the brain.
Sure.
Speaking of on the brain, nobody does what's being done right now for free. Nobody gets up in the morning and obsesses over J Proof and Stu Peters and this network for free all day long. Nobody has a stated goal. I am going to do whatever it takes to take this down, to take him down, to take down his network. Nobody does that for free. I swear this guy has a picture of me illuminated on his wall or on his phone that he uses as a nightlight. He uses the chart as a nightlight. He studies this thing like a lullaby when he goes to sleep. He dreams about it. He fantasizes about it. He eats, sleeps, and breathes Stu Peters and J-Proof. I'm sorry, but nobody does that for free. Nobody does that without being compensated. That's just the fact. You don't do it unless you're being compensated, unless you're being paid somehow in some form to do it. So as eager as I am, although not eager for a lawsuit or class action or whatever, if he does find some attorney that'll take this thing on, which will go nowhere, but part of that is discovery. I'm eager to see the discovery from that side. I'm eager to see the communications and the planning. I'm eager to see the open air tortious interference, which it's now graduated to, because I have it on good authority. And I have text messages of Lucas Gauge texting other very influential people, discouraging them from associating with me. That is tortious interference, saying, why would you be echoing somebody who I've accused of being a crypto fraud and a scammer? And then that person actually heeding that advice and unretweeting something that I've done, detrimentally affecting the income of this network? Textbook, open and shut, tortious interference. You're fucked. You're screwed. And all of that is going to come out. And if I have the text messages from just a couple of these people, imagine the discovery and what that's going to show and how this guy has embedded himself into every aspect of our business dealings and goings on personally. It's going to be really something. And this guy is digging a big grave. And that's why I lay awake at night and I just smile. And that's why when I go to sleep, I rest really well. And that's why when I look in the mirror and I show, that's why I know I have clean hands. Mm-hmm. And we're morally upright people.
Correct. Correct. Absolutely. I mean, the fact that I saw your wallet at one time hit $5 million or $8 million, like,
bro, it was at $200 million. My wallet was at 200 million on Easter weekend.
Oh yeah, I'm talking way before that. I'm talking like when it was
just days after launch. Yeah.
Yeah, just almost hours after launch. It was days after launch.
Actually, before anybody even knew that it was mine, I had posted a screenshot to X showing this wallet before anybody even knew that it was mine. Later, you looked at that screenshot and went, wait, you had that money then that quickly?
Yep.
And before anybody, before I even claimed ownership or that I was the dev or, you know, that I had launched this thing, before any affiliation between myself officially had been announced, I had that money in my and never did a damn thing. I could have rug pulled that thing right away and drained a few hundred grand of liquidity and put it right into my pocket and nobody would have ever known who did it. And I didn't do it.
I saw that wallet up $5 million in one day, and I couldn't believe that you didn't just pull a few hundred grand, if not a million, for yourself. I was like, wow.
Or for the business, because God knows that we have like advertiser issues and sponsors with the demoralization campaign on this network by all the hit pieces from all of these big rags that are all controlled by the same enemy. That is the purpose of the hit piece, to dissuade people from doing business with us, to defund us, to make us go away because we are a threat.
Any person would have at least pulled all of it or just some of it. And you didn't do it.
Not this person.
Not me. I was so impressed by that, man. Like, I always say the same thing. So I went through a lawsuit because I, unfortunately, unbeknown to me, recommended a fund at one point, like 4 years.
This is important. I want everybody to listen to this because this is part of this guy, this Lucas Gage. This is part of this is in this equation. First of all, he called you a Jew. Are you a Jew?
God, no.
Just a lie made up of whole cloth. Are you a Christian?
I'm 100%. My father
is Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior.
Absolutely.
Have you ever practiced Judaism?
No.
Are you an ethnic Jew? Are you Jewish by blood?
No.
Okay. So it's a lie.
I grew up on rice and beans because I'm Puerto Rican and my
it's a lie.
Our country.
And if he's willing to lie on you and say that you're a Jew,
yeah,
then all the rest of it,
yeah,
it's plausible to say speculatively is likely a lie. He is a discredited, unreliable liar.
No Jewish bone in my body.
But part of this other thing was this, is what you're saying, is that he's brought up and this cohort of his AK, and this AK, by the way, who we have 38 different tweets, and that was just compiled in an hour. There's probably like 6 million of them. But 38 of these tweets, we were able to pull up like this, of this AK working directly with this guy called Birkenorder, whose name is written in Hebrew on his X account, and he is openly a Jew. So Lucas Gage is openly teaming up with Jews in order to come up with these elaborate schemes. He's taking the Jew talking points and narrative and screenshots and gaslighting and lies, and then he's disseminating all of this. But one of them was that you are a convicted crypto scammer. So let's talk about that.
It's pretty laughable, Stu, because, it's not laughable when I was going through it. I actually had clients basically call me, hey, I want to buy some Bitcoin. So I said, well, let me see what I can do. I looked up all the registered pools through commodities and basically the CFTC databases of fund managers that were licensed. And long story short, the fund, this is when Bitcoin was at 3,000 in September of 20 or May of 2021. And what was interesting is I recommended it to clients because it kept on calling my office. I want this Bitcoin stuff. And so my analysis was correct on it, but the vehicle we used was wrong. And unfortunately, the guy rug pulled the whole thing. And because I'm a licensed advisor, I got blamed for everything, like the fraud and all that. So the state came in, audited me, and they realized, wait a second, the Joker just lost half a million, 600,000 of his own money. So you can't really prove fraud.
Meaning you.
Meaning me.
You lost. Yeah. In the same investment that your clients lost in, you lost.
Correct.
I remember when you were going through this, and this was right at the beginning of our professional relationship.
Yeah.
And then you came on this show and, you know, we worked together and I was hearing all about this.
Yeah, it was bad. It was a very bad time for me. But, you know, Stu, it was a reality that God is real. God is real. Like Jesus Christ is real. He got me out of that. Like when I was hungry, I have food. When I was dying of COVID and the fake vaccine or the fake crap that we were in, he healed me. I got resdemivir'd. He healed me. I had problems with my marriage because of my own issues. He restored me. I had problems with my physicality. I was overweight. I was fat. I was drinking beer every day. He gave me discipline. Like God is real. And he used that disgusting time of my life to be that mess of a life I was living as my message. And it's actually a strong point. Like what financial advisor would literally reach out of his own pocket and settle with clients for whatever losses they had. So the state came in and they're like, dude, you actually did what? You helped your clients out of this and you didn't have any like involvement in it? I said, no, here's my checking account. Here's everything that I've done. And I got a clearance from the state. So he has defamed me and I could actually go after him legally. And I have attorneys that will do it. Jewish attorneys, by the way, that will do it. And what's funny, I know just on that fabric of that lie and that discrepancy there, that there's other things to follow, that all his information is inaccurate. And he's just basically spewing junk out for clout, for views, for controversy. So it's sad that
I don't really know. At this point, it's all speculative as to what his motivations are. And I kind of want to stay away from that. But there's a lot of things that it could be. And all we really have to go on is the truth. And the physical evidence, which is my wallet, remains the same. And the holders are sticking in there. And that this is a gem. And that when people finally do realize that this is what it is, and we break through this censorship and oppression firmament, and we break through and we finally people know about us, there's no reason in the world, if somebody's going to be in a red money investment, why they would not pick J-Proof. And so it's going to explode and you're going to regret not having it. And then you're going to FOMO in. So my suggestion is just go buy a bunch of J-Proof. That's what I'm doing. That's what I would do. That's what I have done. My wallet shows that. My LP rewards that I was going to use to kind of power this network that they're rightfully due to me. Instead of cashing out on those Solana rewards, I have reinvested them into the J-Proof chart. I'm buying J-Proof as well. You know, and it's not even something that would personally be advantageous for me. This isn't a wallet that I will ever sell a penny of. But yet this wallet is continuing to buy. And then we got screwed over on the billboards. And I have text messages about that. I've never revealed them because I don't need to. My word is good enough. And my word is verifiable. But Gary, my billboard guy, we worked so hard on this. We whittled that message all the way down to just jproof.ai. The fact is, Clear Channel Outdoor and Lamar and other companies like them will not allow Stu Peters to have a billboard in this country. I can't buy a billboard in this country. I am not allowed to buy a billboard because they perceive me as a legitimate threat. They view J-Proof as a legitimate threat because it is. So I don't know what his motivations are, but I do know this factually. The guy was acid brain posting about his communication with demons the other day, talking about all of the serious drugs that he's done to actually speak with demons. I don't know about you, but I don't talk to demons. I don't acid brain post. I talk to Jesus Christ.
Amen, brother.
So, no, I mean, I guess I'll just leave it up to everybody else who they want to believe here. Some guy who changes his name, openly works with Jews and acid brain posts talking to demons. Or me, a guy who's been here with his real name, rolling his shoulders back, taking all of these arrows before, long, long before it was popular or trendy to start talking about the Jew. And I didn't have to alter my name to do it. But I did make a lot of sacrifices. We did walk away from millions of dollars a year. We did have sponsors. It's no secret to anybody because I've talked about this very publicly on the Fresh and Fit podcast about who was funding us, who our sponsors were. It's no secret that they're just not here anymore. And that's because I refuse to change my message. Because I am a man of integrity and principle and convictions. And I am a morally upright person. And I think that people do deserve the truth. So my personal sacrifice has nothing to do with this. but it directly correlates to the personal investments that I have made into J-Proof to allow my people to prosper and control their own destiny, because I have over $100,000 invested into this thing and have not realized one red penny in return on that investment. And the return on that investment was supposed to be those LP rewards. Did I do it? No.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, does not affect the chart detrimentally if I do accept those LP rewards, which I said that I was going to use to recoup my investment and then to power this network in the absence of those sponsors that we walked away from when we refused to alter or change our message. So just let the proof be in the pudding. I don't need to sit here and blow oxygen onto what has turned into an extremely large dumpster fire. And I could make this very lengthy. I could make this very weedy and intricate. I could talk about every step of the way from when I launched this thing on my phone, on the phone with Andrew, a very simple process, the super clean stealth launch that it is, the fact that I told everybody on Telegram that this was mine. I told everybody on X that this was mine. Hours later, I told a few people who were inside this JQ movement that this is not insider trading. This is not a situation where I told people about this token before I announced it. This coin has a 1 billion token supply. My bag has gone from 850 to 810 in 4 months, which is under a 5% deviation, not a rug pull by any definition. Conflating selling and transferring has caused a lot of problems here. And like I said, I will never sell a penny. I haven't sold a penny. I've transferred tokens to pay for operations, to pay for marketing. I helped a few broke early JQ radio adopters who were supplying content to keep the coin growing. I've also burnt 40 million. I gave away hundreds of other coins through Name That Jew, hundreds of thousands, actually. And as far as Lucas Gage, let's just address that. Is he saving face for getting his base in at a bad time and then forcing them to panic sell by hurting everybody else? Is he being paid by the Jew to eliminate a threat to their financial system? Is he just having a spurg out and a nervous breakdown after Boom Boom Tel Aviv was ripped so far from out from underneath him? I don't know. But what I do know is that J-Proof has effectively become a stable gem for the better part of 60 days. Why? Because I have stuck to my word. I'm being attacked because I was supposed to sell by now and it was supposed to be at zero, but they don't know who the fuck I am and they don't know who's in this movement with us. They don't know how strong we are. And we just made a major marketing move that'll be coming down the pipes in the near future, talking about combining the forces of J-Proof with AI in a direct integration. Now is the time to buy. The future for J-Proof is bright. Just remember, this ain't a rug. It's a motherfucking revelation. And that's all I'm going to say to address that.
A mic drop there, huh? Jeez. So it's...
It's just the truth. I don't have to put on a show or grandstand. It's just the damn truth. And so for people that Lucas Gage is texting and for those who have not been on this program, okay. Really? You too, huh? Okay. All right. That's fine. But just remember that I see you. Just remember that I know that. I didn't get a phone call from Sam Parker. I didn't get a phone call from Lucas Gage. Remember we had the phone call scheduled. We were going to talk to Lucas Gage when he originally brought these concerns up to us. We were going to get like crypto experts, yourself included. We were going to get other people on. We were going to go through this thing systematically. We were going to try to figure out if there was legitimately a problem. He wasn't interested in that. And the timing of all of that just so happened to coincide with the week prior to that, he was here. He was with my family. He was with my kids. He was at their baseball practice. He was at an NHL Stanley Cup playoff game with me. He sat at this desk. That was part of this operation to make people perceive him as somebody who had inside information and knew the goings on and the inner workings of J-Proof, which, by the way, he heard conversations between me and Andrew, the architect, the co-founder of J-Proof. He heard those conversations because he was in my Tahoe with me, the same Tahoe that I was in when I was driving it from Florida to Minnesota when I easily launched this thing on Moonit, which anybody can do. It was 100% clean, fair, stealth launch. But the problem is this guy and his perceived credibility and his payment, whatever he's getting paid, however he's getting paid, whether it's, I don't know, young children for sex, or if it's money, or if it's the promise of a platform like he received from that Jew Gary, who's attached to Myron Gaines as his handler, who said, come on down here to Miami and I'll platform you and I'll fly you all over the country and get you on a bunch of different podcasts. I don't know what's luring Lucas Gage in. And I don't really believe that $9,000 broke this guy. There's a lot more to this than that. But it's all speculative, and we're not going to go there. All I know is the truth. And the truth is, this thing is still going to go. This thing is going to inevitably, because I'm never going to sell, and it's never going to go to zero. They can't break me. They'll never break me. Do you know the hell that I've been through, the mud that I have come out from underneath? In everything. Between COVID-19, the BBC, all the hit pieces all over the... These people have tried to tear my life apart from limb, and here I am. I'm not going anywhere. From Occupy to It's Really Fun to Be White to J-Proof to The Daily Show to the suppression on X, the removal of my blue check mark, the inability to even be seen on Rumble anymore. And we all know why that is, because these same people, according to SEC filings, people like Howard Lutnick and BlackRock and Vanguard are the biggest investors in Rumble. It's not a secret. Just go look. And like Carlos said, God said, I'm giving you all the signs. I don't know why you can't read into them. I don't know why you can't see it. Remove the scales from your eyes. Look at the chart. Look at the data. Look at the truth. It's all right there. Look at the SEC filings. If you have questions about why it is that something is happening, just go look and see who these entities are involved with. Just go look and see who these persons are involved with. It's all right there in the wide open. And my works are the fruits of my labor. And you judge a man by his fruits. All right, we've gone on with this long enough, and I feel like I'm blowing oxygen onto this dumpster fire now, and I just don't want to do it anymore. I want to get back to this. There's one more thing that I want to look at here. Go ahead. What were you saying?
I feel you on trying to rip you down. That's what happened to me during COVID. You're not going to take me down. You're not going to take my clients down. You're not going to try to destroy my company I spent my whole life building for myself and my family and for my clients. And it's God's grace. It's God's supernatural power that literally that we can channel as his children, because he's given us that authority, that direction, and that right to ask for his help. And at the end of the day, we know that every tongue will confess, every knee shall bow that Jesus Christ is Lord. And as long as we're promoting that message, we will get persecuted, and I'm okay with that. But we keep on fighting. Keep on fighting.
And the only claim that he has that anybody can actually say, yeah, you know what, I don't know, is this claim that I'm operating multiple wallets. And I'm not. And I haven't. And that'll be available in discovery as well if this thing goes to the Jewish Noahide courts of justice. So I'm not worried at all. Those are lies made up of whole cloth. That's slander and it's defamation. And I have him dead to rights on tortious interference, because I have the screenshots of the text messages that he's sending to influential people to dissuade them from being attached to me, which has detrimentally affected and has real damages attached to this network, myself personally, and to J-Proof. The truth will come out. You sent me one more thing here. I want to talk about this and then we'll get out of here. We've been here for about an hour and 10 minutes. But I want to talk about this because this is kind of an easier illustration for people to understand. Break this thing down for us.
Yeah, a lot cleaner. So notice that when those rate spreads, that's basically that uninverted yield curve that I'm talking about. When that 2 year starts to pay less than a 5 year, and the 5 year pays less than a 10 year, that's called the uninversion yield curve. And so every time that has done that historically on that chart, you see the markets respond how? They typically go down at first and they pop right back up. They'll go up a little bit, and then the following, within 6 months, a 9% correction followed by a 7% correction, totaling an average of 15 to 25% correction in most recessions. Now, the Great Recession, we saw a 42% drop. So if we look at the data, historically speaking, when the yield curve does uninvert, we will have a recession. We will have some correction in the markets. And it's not me fear-mongering. This is what is the behavior of the market. So every time you see those yield curves uninvert, you see that the market is just dropping like crazy there. So
this is just such a great illustration right here, too, because all of this is 100% factual.
Yeah.
And you can go back and see that everything is cyclical. when it comes to these uninverted curves, directly tied to recessions,
pandemics,
directly tied to the S&P fall.
Yep. So what's going to happen next, dude? Like, what plan are they doing now? That's the question.
They forecast right all of these things. And like we've been saying, they just tell you right in the wide open what it is that they're going to do, what their ambitions are. They tell you what their goal is. When you look at Benjamin Netanyahu, he tells you that Greater Israel is a spiritual mission that he's on and that nothing is going to stop him from doing this. So he's telling you that Gaza and Lebanon and Syria and the West Bank and Iran is about to become a hellscape and a bloodbath where we spill more taxpayer dollars into and where we spill American blood and treasure.
Yep, that's correct.
You know, when you look at Lucas Gage, he tells you, it's my stated goal. I will not take my last breath until I have effectively taken down Stu Peters and the Stu Peters Network and removed his voice from the sphere, whatever that means, and before I have destroyed J-Proof. That's his stated goal. So you can count on everything that this guy does from the time that he wakes to the time that he sleeps and in his dreams is concocting different ways, different methodology to try to accomplish that goal. When you look at the economic system in our country and the fiat currency and the CBDCs and the digital IDs and the social credit scores, they tell you this is what we plan to do. We plan to digitally, virtually, physically, and financially enslave you and imprison you, and that's what they intend to do. These people, none of them, will stop unless they are stopped. Unless we walk away and participate not in that system, but in a system that is ruled only by Jesus Christ and honor him and lift him up and repent. Nothing is possible without significant repentance daily and a serious spiritual revival in this country. And minus those things, we can't even have a discussion about reclamation of our country.
Right. Right. Amen, brother.
If you want more from Carlos Cortez, just go visit him at CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. I really highly suggest that you guys have this conversation with him. Carlos, thank you so much for coming. It's a Saturday. I know that you're busy and you got a house full of sick kids. So I just appreciate you coming by here. And I know that everybody here appreciates you, you know, just staying dedicated and doing this and giving them the information that they seek every day. You do it on Scriptures and Wall Street. You do it here with me every Saturday. I'm sure that you've got a lot of other things that you could be doing on a Saturday, but yet here you are selflessly, you know, doing this for our people. And I appreciate that. Thank you.
No, love you guys. I appreciate you, Stu.
Love you too. You can go find him at CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. You can call him in the office anytime, 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446. Just hit him up and have the conversation. It'll take 10, 15 minutes. And this is also to make sure that for Cortez Wealth Management that you are a good fit. He doesn't just work with anybody. And that doesn't mean that you have to have millions of dollars either. He's not selecting you based on how much money you have. He's deciding whether or not Cortez Wealth is willing to do business with you based on how you are spiritually aligned, how you are ideologically aligned. He's not doing business with COVIDians. I know that. Not to say that if you were duped and you took the injection that he won't work with vaccinated people because a lot of people had a gun to their head and they were coerced. I'm talking about a mindset and a principality. Where is your soul? Where is your spirit at? Where are your convictions? And he will decide at that point whether or not he's even willing to do business with you. But first of all, you got to have the conversation, whether you have $10,000 to invest, $100,000, or $100 million to invest. Cortez Wealth Management is it. And another reason for that, just simply put, not to get over technical here, he's an independent fiduciary. So he's not beholden to the same edicts from Wall Street, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac type situation where you're only approved for certain loan programs that are currently publicly available that have high interest rates attached to them that are repayable to the same tribe that's employing Lucas Gage. No, none of that. He's an independent fiduciary. So that means that he can look at your independent situation, your personal situation. He can say, this is how much red money you have. This is how much yellow money you have. This is how much green money you have. This is what I would recommend. He can do that. If you call him, just go to CortezWM.com. Here's Carlos's favorite exit. We'll see you on Monday. Until then, God bless you. Telling me get off of Twitter. I
voted for Trump, not Biden. Know some niggas that went to that island. Why the fuck would you go to that island? Went to the dentist and gave me some nitrous. To the dentist and put in some diamonds. I ain't that asshole for niggas to chime in. They just don't understand me. I'm that nigga that's gonna urinate on Grammys. Rocking swastikas cause all my niggas Nazis. Reading Mein Kampf two chapters before I go to sleep. She wanna hop in a Rari.
The war on truth is heating up, and the Stu Peters Network is on the front lines. They're censoring your voice. They're silencing dissent. But we're not backing down. Join the Freedom Drive and take your support to the next level. When you subscribe to StuPeters.tv, you get exclusive, uncensored content, early access to documentaries they don't want you to see, direct access to the movement, and you help fund the fight against globalist tyranny. This isn't just a subscription, it's a stand. Be bold. Be informed. Be unfiltered. Join today at StuPeters.tv.
As Christians in a Christian country, we have a right to be, at minimum, agnostic about the leadership being all Jewishly occupied.
We literally should be at war with fucking Israel 100 times over, and instead we're just sending them money, and it's fucking craziness.
Look at the state of Israel, look at the state of Tel Aviv, and look at the state of Philadelphia. You tell me where this money's going. You tell me who's benefiting from this.
I am prepared to die in the battle fighting this monstrosity that would wish to enslave me and my family and steal away any rights to my property and to take away my God, go fuck yourself. Will I submit to that?
And if you've got a foreign state, you've got dual citizens in your government, who do you think they're supporting?
God, right now, would you protect the nation of Israel and protect those of us, not just our church, but every church in the world and in this nation that's willing to put their neck on the line and say, we stand with them.
You go to Trump's cabinet, you go to Biden's cabinet, it's full of Jews.
Black friend in school. I have nothing against blacks. She has nothing against me. She understands where I'm coming from.
Excuse me, I'm a Jew, and I just like to say that, you know, in our Bible it says that you're like animals.
The Jews crucified our God.
You have the Clarity Bill, you have the Genius Bill. You have the stablecoin bill. All these bills are there to change the financial landscape of what is about to come. What are you doing right now to protect your money, your retirement, from all these CBDC-like systems that is already track, tracing, and controlling you? Even more so with the AI revolution that we're in right now. We've been talking about this for so long now, and we are effectively helping clients protect their money, secure their retirement, get out of red money, support your values, support America, and not this CBDC system. They mask it as ESG, they mask it as DEI, they mask it as all these things, but at the end of the day, it's all about track, trace, and control. Been a financial advisor for 20 years now. We know what we're doing, and we want to help God-fearing patriots secure their retirement. God bless. Click the link below if you would like to have a conversation.
Welcome to SPN Store. Gear up and speak for truth. Support uncensored journalism with exclusive SPN merch for the Stu Crew. Limited edition tees, wear your values loud and clear. Exclusive hoodies, stay comfortable while backing the truth. Shop now and stand proud at spnstore.com. Fast shipping, Patriot owned and limited runs. Don't miss out.
Tired of the same old buzz killers? Ditch the drama and dive into the real deal with American Hemp Hub Premium Hemp, straight from the heart of the Midwest. We're talking pure, potent power that hits different. Introducing the Entourage line, inspired by the Entourage effect. That killer synergy where cannabinoids team up to amp up the good vibes and crush the crap ones. Three exclusive blends to unleash your inner rebel. First up, Low Rider. Kick back, melt away stress, crush pain, and keep your mind sharp as a tack. No fog, just flow. Need to own the day? Grab focus. THCA and CBD tag teaming for that uplifting edge. Crush your morning grind or afternoon hustle without the crash. And for the wild nights, High Flyer, your party's new MVP. Ditch the hangover with our canna mixers, seltzers, lemonades, and pops. Refreshing, booze-free blasts for epic and unforgettable fun. Maximize the highs, minimize the lows. Explore your vibe at AmericanHempHub.com.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music.
J-Proof is you.
Proof.
Over to jproof.ai right now. You can get all of the information on everything J-Proof. Matt Wallace on X just last night started tweeting about this because now it is news. It's news that everybody has remained completely quiet about a remedy and a solution for our movement and for our mission and for our army, and that all of the naysayers and everybody saying that Stu Peters is a scammer, Stu Peters is a rug puller. No, I will never Jew my people. Which is exactly why, after a surge to $200 million market cap value, J-Proof found its legitimate and authentic floor amongst its real holders, real warriors, a real army of based as hell, based warriors. $45 million floor. Yeah, we'll take it. Go to jproof.ai or don'tbeajew.com for more information on everything JP.